Welcome, Warriors, to Mr. Carnivore, live from Del Ellis International Studio. I'm Del Ellis, and today we're going to be diving deep into the heart of personal growth. This isn't your typical motivational fluff. We're talking about forging a carnivore mindset, a relentless drive to become an apex version of yourself. You're ready to stop just existing and start dominating. You're in the right place. Let's start hunting. Personal growth isn't a passive experience, it's a conquest. It's about taking control and forging your own destiny. You don't have to wait for opportunities, you create them. I'm reminded of the story of Napoleon Bonaparte. His general comes up to him and says, "You know what, tomorrow's attack, it's not the best opportunity." And Napoleon said to him, "I make opportunities, and you can too." Next, you don't hope for change, you enact it. Let's look at some powerful insights. Steve Jobs said, "The only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. Never, ever settle." Jobs understood that passion is the fuel for extraordinary achievement. But loving what you do isn't always about finding the perfect job. It's about injecting passion into every aspect of your life. The hunt. Number one, identify your core values. What truly matters to you, write them down. Second, align your actions. Look at your daily activities. Do they reflect your values? Where's the disconnect? Number three, inject passion. Find your ways to infuse passion in every mundane task. If you can't, change the task. Fourth, experiment. Try new things. Take a class. Read a new genre. And learn a new skill. You might discover hidden passions. Now, let's talk about facing our fears. Growth demands courage, and sometimes that means confronting what scares us. Eleanor Roosevelt was quoted saying, "You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear right in the face." You could say to yourself, "I've lived through this horror. I can now take the next thing that comes along." Mrs. Roosevelt knew that facing fear isn't about eliminating, it's about learning how to walk through it. The hunt. Identify your fears. Make a list. What are you avoiding? What makes you feel uncomfortable? Small steps. Choose one fear and break it down into manageable steps. Face it daily. Do something that scares you even a little every day. Fourth, reflect and journal. Write down your experiences. What did you learn? How did you grow? Finally, let's address the importance of continuous learning. Growth is a lifelong journey, not a destination. Henry Ford says, "Anyone who stops learning is old, whether at 20 or 80. Anyone who keeps on learning stays young." Mr. Ford recognized that intellectual curiosity is the key to vitality. The hunt, if you do these things, first, allocate learning time. Schedule dedicated time for learning each day. Second, diversify your resources. Read books, listen to podcasts, watch documentaries, and take online courses. Third, apply your knowledge. Don't just consume information, put it into practice. Four, teach others. The best way to learn is to teach. Share your knowledge with someone else. Now, let's talk about the spoils of the hunt and the benefits of embracing the carnivore mindset in your own personal growth. The spoils, one, unwavering self-belief. You're going to develop a rock-solid confidence that comes from overcoming challenges. Number two, unstoppable momentum. You're going to build a momentum that propels you forward, making you a force to be reckoned with. Third, purposeful living. You're going to gain clarity and direction, living a life aligned with your deepest values. But be warned, warriors, the growth path is fraught with dangers, the bear traps that can derail your progress. Let's talk about some of the bear traps, shall we? Number one, complacency. The belief that you've arrived and don't need to grow anymore. Once you think you're there, that's when you're in the most trouble. Number two, analysis paralysis. Overthinking and never taking action. Number three, toxic environment. Surrounding yourself with negative people who drain your energy. Now, we at Del Ellis International, we're committed to equipping you with the tools and the strategies to avoid these traps and maximize your potential. We provide the map, the tools, and the training to navigate the wilderness of personal growth. This is Del Ellis signing off from Mr. Carnivore. Remember, warriors, the wilderness doesn't yield to the timid. Forge your path, not your excuses, and leave a legacy carved in the very marrow of your relentless pursuit. Like, share, and follow, and subscribe. The world needs more powerful individuals, and it's going to start with you. My name is Del Ellis, and I'm passionate about changing life. Now get out there and hunt!